Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one Seth MacFarlane podcast in all of the Old West. I'm your host, Parker. I am not joined by usual co-host Jason, Razorman, King of the Burbs, Sawfan 667, Frizzman. Instead, I'm joined by Katie Rotz, the co-host or host. I'm not sure how she classifies herself. I have not seen her W-2 forms of the Rotten Rantings podcast. Which is another podcast. It's about horror movies and stuff. So, this is Katie Rotz. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, and I am the host. Thank you. Robo is my underling, my co-host. So, but yeah, I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. I'm sure your listeners have never heard of me before, because as you pointed out the other day, I apparently plague your cast with my presence pretty often.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. You did tell me that I've been on more times than anyone other than you and Frisbee and Muhammad, and I took that as plaguing.
Oh, no, I don't find that to be plaguing at all. I think that's probably true, though. Maybe Mark Fredo has been on more times than you, possibly.
But yeah, I'm close, I think. I'm up there.
You're close. You're up there. If you're not the number one, then you're at least in the top three.
Well, and I'm just going to keep adding to my appearances, because I'm coming on again, you know, to talk about wrestling here in a few weeks. So just going to add the numbers. Speaking of which, you have been on my podcast, Rotten Rantings, 12 times. And tomorrow, which will be yesterday, according to when your cast airs, you will have been on it for the 13th time. And lucky number 13 was Paranormal Activity.
Very lucky.
Very lucky.
That we talked. So. Yeah, we did an episode where we talked about all the Paranormal Activity movies, which is something that is very mainstream. I feel that your podcast is so mainstream that these are the movies we're talking about now, the Paranormal Activity movies.
I think you bugged me to do those movies, sir. I think that when we decided not to do them because they were so mainstream and scary, you insisted that you and I do it, so I don't want to hear it from you, Mainstream Parker.
That is true. I actually, I did bug you guys to do that because I wanted to do it because I haven't seen some of those movies, and because some of them are really dumb, and because
it wasn't that bad though, right? It wasn't torture.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I think, there's like tons of worse movies out there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was going to be torture because it's like the same movie over and over again, but then we saw, you know, the sweet shotgun blast and stuff. So, you know, if you haven't seen the last Paranormal, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But you can listen to our podcast and then you don't even have to watch them because we tell you everything that happens.
That's true. So. And yeah, that is something of a spoiler alert. But if you have seen the Paranormal Activity movies, or at least like the first one or two, and you're like, man, these movies are for babies. They're not even violent. Stick it out. Because one of them has a scene where a guy attacks an entire compound of witches with a shotgun.
It's true. It's very true. And part three is pretty scary, too. So, yeah, they should check it out. So, I was telling you what I was doing when you called me. And that was two things that the fans probably wouldn't think I would do, but I definitely do, which is sitting here in a skirt watching 16 and Pregnant. What do you think about that?
Did you put the skirt on specifically for 16 and Pregnant?
Yes, I wanted to look pretty.
That's understandable. You know, a lot of people, they get dressed up. They wear skirts to go worship their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as I do. That's what I do when I go worship him. But, you know, other people like to put on skirts when they go to worship their Lord and Savior, Dr. Drew, and his 16 and Pregnant show.
Yeah, and MTV in general.
Yeah, so you've been watching a lot of MTV. I saw that you posted about watching Teen Wolf, that very mainstream television show.
I have not yet watched it, but on Hulu, which I watch my wrestling on, as well as other things, there's always ads for it. And it's got a pretty sick theme song going on, and I like it. It makes me think that maybe I want to watch a show, but then I'm like, it's Teen Wolf on MTV, and I don't know. But I have a feeling it could be like Buffy, and I loved Buffy and Angel, so I don't know. Maybe it'll be cool. I have no idea.
I like Buffy, too, a great deal. But I don't know about that Teen Wolf. Every time I see, like, commercials for it, it looks, like, pretty melodramatic. I don't know. Maybe Buffy's melodramatic, too, but...
It is. If you think about it, you know, I don't know. Did you like Angel as well?
Yeah, I possibly like Angel more.
I have the Angel puppet from the episode where he turns into a puppet.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Anyway, I like those kind of... I used to like when Supernatural was like that, too. Like, a freak of the week. X-Files was like that at the beginning, too. Like, where you just had different thing every week. But I like Buffy and Angel because they had the big bads, too, for each season. And that was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Lorne from Angel was an awesome demon.
That guy's the best. He's dead.
In real life?
Yeah, that guy died in real life.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, I'm a real turd in the punch bowl for bringing that up. I apologize.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk about Drop Dead Fred dying because you were excited because a Brit died because you're mean.
Yeah, I was really happy. I know a lot of my friends were sad, but it made me so happy when that guy died because, A, Drop Dead Fred is like a horrible piece of shit of a movie that makes Mr. Bean look like fucking Citizen Kane. And also, that guy was in The Young Ones, which is another piece of shit TV show that makes, makes Ricky Gervais's fucking Oprah look... good by some measurable account. I ran out of analogies.
I saw Drop Dead Fred when I was so young, and I remember liking it, but I'm sure if I watched it now, I would think it was a terrible piece of shit.
I would hope so. I think that movie is like a real girl movie, in that the protagonist is a girl, and like a lot of girls like it. Like, I think when I was growing up, like in high school, like, and like a little bit after high school, like, I think like every girlfriend I had was like real obsessed with that movie. And that led me to hate it even more, because I would have just hated it because it was on HBO like every day. But then girls made me watch it.
Over and over again.
Yeah, I was just trying to, like, you know, finger bang them or whatever it is. And like, and here they're making me watch this stupid ass movie where, like, the guy gets his head caught in the refrigerator and then it fucking gets
all flat. I don't remember
flat.
It at all. Yeah, like, I just remember that there was the little girl and that, yeah, he was Fred. That was about the extent. That wasn't one that I watched over and over, like The Faculty. You know,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You called me a sellout for.
Yeah, so that's a very mainstream movie that you love a lot.
It is mainstream, and I do love it a lot. So but as I get older, my tastes have matured. Now I don't like most mainstream things, like Texas 3D, for example. See, I don't like that bullshit. You like that bullshit.
Well,
you're the sellout.
That's an independently made film that had a smaller budget than the Evil Dead remake, a mainstream film that you like a great deal.
I love how you and I just constantly argue with the other one about how mainstream they are.
Well,
I told you, my friend finds it amusing that we fight often on Facebook.
Yeah. I'm glad that we can provide people with happiness.
Yeah, with entertainment as we're like spitting venom at each other. But mm-hmm. It's nice venom. It's not harmful. It just burns a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's a sick burn.
Yeah, sick burn.
Sick burns.
We were talking about listening to YouTube, and I wanted to bring this up to you. Do you know what my first dance was to? Because you might call this mainstream, or you might call this cool.
Was it Crass?
When I got married.
Oh, the punk rock band Crass?
No.
Oh, because I consider that
band
very mainstream.
You know.
I don't know. Was it Smash Mouth?
No. It was Type O Negative. Love You to Death.
I like that song.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you would think that was mainstream, or if that was cool enough for you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't think that's... I mean, it's like sort of mainstream, I guess. I don't know. But I think it's cool. That's another band that like girls are really into. Like every girl I dated in high school and after high school like was really into Type O Negative. And one girl who I dated like way after high school, she liked Type O Negative so much that she had a framed Type O Negative poster, and she left it at my house after we broke up. And I don't know what happened to it. I think I gave it to my friend Gigi, but that's weird.
It's kind of weird because the reason I got into Type O Negative is my ex was really, really into him. And I hated Peter Steele's voice at first, but it grows on you. And then he got naked, and that was cool. I mm-hmm. like when dudes get naked, especially when they have big junk.
Mm-hmm. I like that guy's like junk. That.
Yeah, it was nice. Mm-hmm. And I was in Texas when he died, and there was mostly rednecks there. But there was this one dude that was like into Type O. And we kind of like, you know, sat around and talked about it for a minute. And that was pretty awesome because... I could weed out the person that wasn't a total redneck. So mm-hmm. It was a nice tool. It was like a finding tool.
It's understandable.
So apparently I remember where I was when Peter Steele died. I don't know that I remember where I was in other important dates in history, but I do remember that particular day.
Where were you when JFK died?
Unborn.
Oh. Well,
how about you?
Well, I don't want to give it, you know, I can't really talk about that. I don't want to.
You're like, that, the investigation's still open. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not discuss that at mm-hmm. all.
Let's just say I was, south of the border. South of the, Tennessee border. The Tennessee-Mississippi border.
Okay. So how old are you now, parkour?
Hey, don't worry about it. But I do want to talk about Typo Negative a little bit more. As Typo Negative Chat is a big part of the podcasts I'm on, we've had a lot of Typo Negative Chat segments on Junk Food Dinner.
Everybody likes to talk about Typo Negative.
That's true. Tell me your favorite Typo Negative song.
I don't know. I would be hard to say. I would say Love You to Death just because of the memory. But there's a lot of really good songs. Like Green Man's a good song. I really liked, I think it was October Rust, the album, the best, I think. It's been a while. What about you? What's your favorite?
I like the song We Were Electrocute because it's on the Freddy vs. Jason soundtrack, and it's, like, during, like, the best scene in, like, that movie.
It's a very mainstream movie that you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it is. That's because Freddy and Jason are great. They should be the most mainstream things in the world because they're the best things in the world.
Did you watch Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th?
No, I did not. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I just watched all those movies, like, not too long ago.
I watched Jason Lives.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Everybody was suggesting it on my Facebook, so I went ahead and watched it.
Wait, tell me, everybody. One guy suggested it on your Facebook. I was there. I was in that conversation. It was just Josh.
Like, I stalk you. I know exactly what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
Someone suggested it on Twitter, too, I think. Or I could be wrong. I don't know. You stalk me. Tell me, was it just one person?
Yeah, it was just...
Somebody told me I should do it, so I listened.
It was just Josh.
Okay, well, I listened.
He's apparently a cop.
He's a cop?
Yeah, he is a cop.
Okay. Well, if a cop tells you to do something, you're supposed to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially anyway, if it's sexual.
And then I watched The Collection, and it was... I forgot how bad that movie is. The Collector is really good. The Collection's really not good.
I think it's good in completely opposite ways, I think. Because it's, like, kind of bad because there's, like, all this much more plot and, like, it's, like, this big dopey, like, Saw movie where they're just in a house of traps. But also, there's a scene at the beginning for some reason, not at the end somehow, where
they mow down the ravers?
Yeah, there's, like, they just have this rave party and the guy kills, like, everybody. It's, like, just blood and guts, like, tons of ravers just being murdered.
I was sitting on the couch and I'm like, do you think that you could, like, actually do that? You know, do you think that's possible? My husband's looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm like seriously sitting here trying to figure out, like, do you think you could really rig that up? Do you think you'd really be able to kill that many people one time? Because, I mean, if you're going to kill someone, you might as well go all out, right? If you're going to, you know, if you believe in heaven, hell, you're going to hell anyway. If you don't believe in anything after death, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to kill one person. Like, why not mow down a whole room full of ravers? I mean, you take out part of society that isn't that great anyway.
That's true. One of the worst parts, I feel.
Yeah, so I really was sitting here trying to debate the mechanics of whether or not that would work. That was the only part that I would say I really liked in that movie, though. The rest of it was pretty bad.
I don't know. There's some parts in there. But I do think that it's possible. There's an old serial killer guy named H.H. Holmes, and he had a house that was basically...
A torture, yeah.
Yeah, it was basically like a Saw house that had like all kinds of like torture methods and stuff in it, which is pretty respectable.
Mm-hmm. If I had a torture house, I'd be pretty proud of it.
Yeah, you would have raves.
I think we should build a torture house in Podcast City.
We should.
Yeah.
I don't know. We would have to, like, put a sign on the doors that says, like, keep out if you're a sweet bro. I would hate if Jason Frisbee, like, accidentally stumbled into our murder torture house.
Into our murder house. Well, we'd have to put it, like, on the outskirts of Podcast City where people don't go.
Because
we don't want it linked directly back to us anyway.
That's true.
But we should put a sign that says no sweet bros on it. That's just in case somebody wanders out there and gets curious or something like that.
Yeah. I would hate to find, like, Shelby Cobra's mangled corpse. Be like, oh, why did we even build this murder torture house on our property?
What were we thinking? I thought it was going to be cool and kill ravers.
Now Shelby Cobra's is dead.
Our other friends don't know that they're all coming to live in Podcast City with us, though. But I'm sure they'll like it because it'll be sweet.
Yeah, they'll probably like it.
I mean, why wouldn't you like it? You get to hang out with sweet bros.
Yeah. Shelby Cobras will be into it. There'll be, like, way less tech bros in our podcast city than in his city. That's something that I guess the Bay Area is not into, is tech bros. I don't know anything about it.
I gotcha. I didn't know anything about that either.
Me neither. It's a whole world I have no idea about. Although I think that Sean Byron is technically a tech bro, and he's a pretty sweet dude.
Yeah, he can come too, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll let them. I'll let all those people come. They can come live there with us in our little happy town. It's more of a commune, really, but we're going to call it Podcast City just because we don't want to, like, admit that we live on, like, a commune. It sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
But don't try and turn us to Scientology, you know? Did you ever call and find out about that? Because I'm still dying to know.
No, those guys, like, they email me still every once in a while. Like, I originally sent them this package where I answered all these questions, and I wanted to get the answers about, like, my true soul and my thetans and all that kind of stuff.
And you never got an answer, right? Or an email. You got an email.
Well, for, like, 6 months, I didn't get an answer, so I was, like, sick of it. I was, like, already over it. And then they sent me one, and they were like, hey, we would really like to talk to you about this thing you sent us, like, a million years ago. And, like, pretending that they're busy. Like, I'm sure they get all these, like, packages where people send them answers all the time, I'm sure.
Or they just didn't like your answers, so they were like, I'll just string them along.
Yeah, that could be it. And I never got back to them. And then a couple weeks ago, or I don't know, maybe not a couple, but a few weeks ago, they emailed me again, and they're like, we really want to talk to you about this. And it was one of the weeks when Jason Frisbee was out, and I was thinking that I would just do the show with, like, the pool party show with the Scientology guy. But I figured if he started asking me, like, really personal questions, I probably wouldn't.
That'd be awkward. Yeah. Isn't it illegal to record someone without letting them know?
I think it is, like, on the radio and stuff. I don't know if podcasts are technically.
Podcasts have no rules because we're just, you know, we're out there on our own. It's just like, you know, when we start podcasting, Rob would be like, don't use more than 20 seconds of a song because it's copyrighted. And it's like, we're not making dick money. I'll steal whatever song I want. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We make tons of money. I have a yacht. I forgot. But
yeah.
I no longer care about the rules.
Yeah.
Play a whole song? I'm playing a whole song.
Yeah, I play whole songs all the time. Every day.
Every day. Yeah, he used to make me cut it to 20 seconds.
Yeah,
I think... He was, like, paranoid about it.
Yeah, I think that's a rule or something, but I don't know. Who cares?
We don't follow rules.
Yeah, man. Podcasts might be done here soon anyway if Adam Carolla loses his lawsuit against patent trolls, so might as well just go fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and don't forget that when you come to Podcast City, the first day you got to fight. Like, we have our own rules.
That's
They're
true.
They're our own rules.
Yeah, we've compiled new rules for our city, our podcast-centric city.
But one of the rules is you can steal all the music you want. So,
mm-hmm.
Also, you can torrent any movies you want, and you just say that you legally borrowed them, and it's fine.
Yeah, which works out better. I've gotten a few screeners. Like, I got one recently for the Junk Food Dinner. And it was, like, really slow and, like, bad quality. So I just ended up stealing the movie. So it's, like, I don't even, like, stealing, like, it's just so great.
It's
like,
wonderful.
Like, I just
before
don't even.
Torrent, do you remember, like, I don't know if you ever downloaded things before Torrent, but I remember being on LimeWire and you, like, try and download a song and it wouldn't even be, like, the right band. It would, like, be a cover of the song you actually wanted to hear. And it would be, like, 3 minutes long instead of 8. So yeah, torrent to me is just like heaven. It's just so nice and pretty and you just click a button, voila, you have everything you need.
That's true. I usually don't torrent stuff too often unless it's on like the secret like internet cult movie websites, but I usually just go to like the new mega upload type of websites because torrenting sort of played out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
you know, it's, kids, yeah, it's, you know, it's not what the kids are into anymore, Katie. You got to get with the times.
Well, I'm still really into Torrent and I haven't had any problems, so I'm not going to complain. You know, once it totally becomes like the MySpace, then maybe I'll think about moving. But for right now, I'm pretty comfortable where I am. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's probably pretty good. I actually torrent a lot of comic books, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really hope that I get caught torrenting a bunch of comic books and I have to go to jail. And, like, some dude who's, like, all hardened is like, what are you in for, dude? And I'm like, yo, I got the entire collection of Ultimate Spider-Man.
That's awesome. You'll be someone's prison bitch.
Yeah. And then, like, while they're, you know, horribly raping me in my butthole, I could be like, oh, do you even remember issue 4 when the Green Goblin came after Spider-Man? That was crazy.
That's awesome. That's totally awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't steal everything. I mean, like, a lot of stuff you can find on, like, StageVue or YouTube or Netflix or Hulu. Like, there's a lot of movies you can find, but occasionally, you know, especially if it's something new and I really want to see it and I don't want to pay, like, $8 to watch it on Amazon, it's very tempting just to click that little download button and you're done. a little magnet. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to download. You just hit a little magnet and you're done. So yeah. I introduced a kid I used to work with. I say kid because he was like 20. To Torrent, I explained how to work it. And he comes in the next day. I gave him the website I use. He comes in the next day and he's like, that's amazing. Yeah, I remember how amazing it was the first time I found it. I downloaded everyone's discographies. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that band that sang Born to Be Down?
I do not.
Copacetic was the song. I downloaded their discography, and it was just them playing the same album at different venues, like 10 different copies of it. I was like, oops. I had a lot of copies of them singing that song. I'm surprised you don't remember it. It was a pretty sweet song in the 90s.
I don't remember that.
You probably didn't remember it if you heard it, but I'm not going to sing because then everybody would tune out right away.
Well, I'll torrent it. I'll find it.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, I have the whole discography. I'll send it to you.
All right. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need their entire discography. But that's how it works. Like, if you go, oh, man, this band has one good song, you know, you have to download all their music, which is why I have no idea what song titles are anymore or albums. Like, I have no idea or, like, years that bands are together because
they just all show up on your iPod in one happy little bundle.
Yeah, I just got them all. And yeah, it's probably like the worst possible thing. It's probably why I don't care about music anymore. Like I used to like be like a music writer and like I cared about music like a great deal. But now I don't at all. It's probably because of this goddamn torrenting.
Damn torrenting. For me, I was really into music too, but podcasting kind of like ruined it for me because I don't know, if I'm in the car, I feel like time passes quicker when you're listening to a podcast than when you're listening to music. Is that just me or is that?
No, I agree. Yeah, that's another reason I stopped listening to music is because I got all these podcasts.
Yeah. If you're on a trip, like we had to go to Ohio on a Saturday and come home on a Sunday, which blew. And I listened to podcasts the whole way home and it made it so much better. It was like I got home in like, you know, 3 hours instead of six. So especially when you get some that are like nice, long shows, although some people I won't like, you know, diss anybody. But some people do go like 3-4 hours, and that gets a little bit ridiculous, I think, with the podcast times.
I don't know. I like those long podcasts. My favorite podcast ever, Grandma's Virginity, they do those long episodes. Like they do like 4.5 hour long shows. It's so good.
That's so long. I guess it depends on what it is. There's the one that I'm thinking of, they'll review like, you know, 10 movies with like 4 different people who don't know what the hell they're talking about and record for like 6 hours. And you're like, no. But I guess, you know, I'm calling the kettle black because we run like 2 to 3 hours usually most of the time, I think. Yeah. I don't know. How long is Rotten Rantings? Like 2-2.5 hours?
I think it used to be. I think when you guys first started, you guys were like super uber long, but now you guys are pretty slim and trim.
We keep to the point. We keep moving, you know?
Mm-hmm. Except
you
for those.
Keep the people tuning in.
That's true. Aside from all your side rants about dogs and cats and stuff that live in your house.
Well, you know, they live in the house and we're people and we talk about these things.
You gotta trim those.
I know what your dog's name is, so I don't want to hear from you.
Well, that's because he's really cute.
My dog is really cute, too.
I don't know. It's okay.
Actually, my dog's an asshole, but that's all right.
Yeah, see? Your dog's a huge asshole.
It is. It really is a huge asshole. It makes me insane. So, and you were so right. Like, I don't have a spot in the bed anymore. Like, I have nowhere to sleep.
Man.
To curl up in a little ball, a little fetal position.
I warned you.
So I have a place to sleep.
Man, for all you people out there who might be getting dogs soon, I pray to Jesus. I beg you. Don't let that dog sleep in your bed. It sounds cute. It sounds like,
it does sound cute. Like, it sounds so cute.
Yeah, it sounds real cute, especially if they're little, to be like, oh, look at this tiny little dog in a big bed. Oh, he thinks he's people. It's cute. But don't. They will take your bed. They will ruin it. They might pee on it a little bit just to show you that it's theirs. They're going to stretch out. They're going to, like, stretch out horizontally for fucking some piece of shit reason. It's no good.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's really, really bad. Like, she lays across the end, and I, like, have to either put my legs on either side of her, and she's, like, in between my legs, or I have to curl up in the fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always on my side. Why is it always on my side?
Man, I don't even know.
Does Cappy sleep on your side?
Yeah, he sleeps, like, right underneath my butt so that I can't move at all, ever.
Yeah, she does that, too. So, but yeah, no, there are side rants on Rotten Rantings. It's called Rotten Rantings. I mean, that's kind of the point, right?
Is it called Rotten Rantings? Because I know when I first started listening to it, it was called Rotten Tomatoes, the podcast, because it's so mainstream.
Yes, it was originally called Rotten Tomatoes, a podcast, and it was hosted by Parker Rotten Rantings.
Mm-hmm.
Your Christian name.
That is my Christian name. Everybody knows that.
I stole it from you.
That's true.
I stole it from you before I even knew you, believe it or not.
I think it was afterwards.
Well, I had listened to you. I guess that's fair. I didn't know you, though. I stole it from you before I ever spoke to you. It was kind of like, you know, on the sly or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that you admit that.
Yeah, well, I'm only admitting it here. I'll never admit it on the actual podcast. So,
another thing you've admitted is that you like wrestling now.
I do like wrestling now. Back in, I would say, the early 2000s, I was really into wrestling. I used to hang out with this guy named Jimbo. We would watch wrestling, put each other in figure fours, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. It was great. And then wrestling got really, really gay. Vince McMahon was like slapping his ass and running around the ring. But recently, you were talking about wrestling, and Hugh was talking about wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I'm going to check out wrestling. And I must say, I'm really enjoying it. I like it a lot. Even though I don't agree with some of your taste.
What are you talking about? You don't like my favorite? Adam Rose is the greatest wrestler of all time. Easily.
Well, it's funny, though, because when you watched it, I think you didn't intend to keep watching it, right? But you kind of got hooked in.
Yeah, I think when me and Frisbee restarted watching wrestling, like, we just did it because it was WrestleMania. And you always, like, just kind of watch wrestling from, like, January to March. That way you can watch the Rumble and WrestleMania, and then you give up on it again because it's so bad. But I'm hooked in. I've been watching it.
Yeah, but I don't agree that Adam Rose is the best, whatever. I'm a Wyatt fan. I like the Wyatt brothers. I like that he has the gimmick where, you know, he comes out with his lantern and everybody puts their iPhones up and whatever. I think that's pretty cool. I think that's a sweet little thing he's got going on. Mm-hmm. I do get tired of him singing that song, though.
The Wyatt song that he's singing about the whole world
in his hand song, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing that song, but I think that they're sweet bros.
Yeah, I think they're pretty sweet bros. They got sweet beards. I saw wrestling a while back, and they had the sheep mask for sale, and I didn't buy it, and I've regretted it ever since.
It looks very much like a your next mask, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't buy it. Although, I think he started wearing it before Your Next came out, so.
Oh, why do you not like that movie? It's so good. I also like The Shield. I think that they're pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of who else I like. I actually like Daniel Bryan, even though, you know, there was the whole drama with him and his heavyweight championship. And did you think that he should give up his heavyweight championship?
Yeah, of course he should give it up. He shouldn't have had it in the first place. He's a B-plus player.
You don't like him? You're not into him?
I kind of am. I used to like him. I watched him before he was in the WWE, back when he was like still a young man named Bryan Danielson or whatever his real name is. And I liked him then, but I kind of don't like him in the WWE because he's like, all he does is chant. Like, I haven't really seen him in like a good match. Like,
when he stole his t-shirt design.
Yeah, he's stealing people's t-shirts, which is something we don't appreciate on this show. We appreciate.
The funniest person when the Russian guy comes out and the Russian lady that's with him starts talking, my husband gets so mad. He's like, I hate that bitch. Like, he really doesn't like the Russian people at all. Oh, you know who I like? Sheamus. I like Sheamus.
Yeah, my wife likes Sheamus, too. I think that's a girl thing. He's a very attractive man.
He's an attractive redhead, yeah. He's like a ginger redhead, you know?
He's the real deal.
He is. But, he's totally cute. And I think that some of the attraction to watching wrestling, and I've also been watching MMA, is I just get to see a lot of men in, like, little tiny underwear running around fighting each other. I like that.
That's understandable.
It's good. I would like to go see a wrestling match in live person. Like, I would like to go, but I would be up at, like, the top seat, and I wouldn't be able to see anything.
Oh, I don't know. I went a while back. It wasn't a televised show, but we bought tickets at, like, the last minute for, like, pretty cheap, like, $40 each or something. Or maybe not even that. I think it was, like, maybe $30 each, and it was, like, right by the ring.
That would be cool. I would like to go one where that's on TV, though, you know?
Yeah, those are really fun. I've been to a few of those.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we didn't really, like, my household wasn't into wrestling. I didn't get into it until, like I said, the 2000s or whatever. I was, like, whenever I was about 20, 21, whatever that was. That's, yeah, like, 2000 or something like that. But, yeah, I think it's sweet. I'm excited that we're going to talk about the next big pay-per-view.
Yeah, in 2 weeks we'll be doing a review of the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, which is always one of the funnest pay-per-views because people fall off of ladders, and that's fun.
Yeah, I was trying to understand, like, the different belts and stuff because I don't understand all this. So I've been being educated on different parts of wrestling as we go along. And I have you as my backup. I can text you. Mm-hmm. You can ask the husband. And then the guest that we're not mentioning the name of, I can text him. He is a wealth of wrestling knowledge. So, yeah, he actually, I'll say this. He's a horror podcaster, and he told me that he knows wrestling, like, twice as good as he knows horror movies, which is pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I get a lot of people I can ask when I get confused, but mostly I just, if I'm confused, I just stare at the pretty bodies.
That's understandable. Who do you find to be the cutest wrestling boy?
I would say either the guy from The Shield with the long hair. What the hell is his name? I can't come up with it.
Seth Rollins.
Yes. Or maybe nice. Sheamus, even though he's a ginger. I think he's pretty cute. Who do you think is the cutest sweet boy?
Well, I would say probably Seth Rollins. I think he's a very attractive young man. And I like that he's a bad boy.
He is a bad boy?
Or Goldust, because I like him, you know, real creepy.
Freaky?
Yeah.
You know, I looked it up. This is just totally random, but I was always wondering why their hair was wet. Did you ever wonder that?
Well, I assume it's to keep them, you know, a little bit refreshed because you're under these hot lights and everything like that.
That's actually not true. They showed a picture of Triple H with his hair dry. They look ridiculous. Their hair is all poofy and stuff. Like when it's wet, it looks cool and hangs down and you know what I mean? And plus it makes better smacks. Like you hit someone, the hair goes a-flying. That's pretty sweet. But you should Google that because Triple H with his hair dry is a really funny picture.
Yeah, that's very probably funny. True. That probably makes a lot of sense because whenever I have long hair and whenever it's like super dry and like I go for a ride with the wind, like the windows rolled down, it goes everywhere. It gets all tangly. It's getting puffy. Like it gets in your eyes and you can't see. Like, yeah.
But when it's wet, it just flops around, right?
Yeah. It's just pretty chill when it's wet.
Yeah. So that's why they do it. I had to look it up. I was curious.
I respect their decision. My little brother, back when he was like a young man, he would get his hair really, really super wet like a wrestler whenever he went anywhere. And it was the most ridiculous thing ever because, like, he would get it so ridiculously wet that, like, his entire shirt would be sopping wet and, like, he's, like, on his way out to school or whatever.
Was he doing this to look like a wrestler?
I think so. He was very into wrestling.
He was like, I will wear my hair wet everywhere I go.
Yeah, and he had short hair. It didn't even make sense.
What do you think about the Divas? I'm not really a big fan of the Divas.
I like some of them. I used to like AJ Lee a lot, but she's not on the show anymore.
What's the black girl that's always spraying soda all over herself?
That's Alicia Fox. I love her.
Why does she spray soda all over herself all the time?
I don't know.
What's her thing with soda?
It's so funny because her whole thing is like she's like a bad guy who's like going nuts that she can't win the title. So she like goes into the crowd and steals people's drinks and then pours them all over herself. But she like
then she pulled him out from underneath the ring the other week. She like went under the ring and pulled out a soda and started shaking it on herself.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so fun. And it's like, and it's funny because she's doing this as like a bad guy. She's doing it like out of anger and stuff, but she's like obviously just having so much fun. So she's smiling the entire time. So I really love that she's like, you know, breaking sort of character and just being, just having fun, pouring soda all over herself and stealing people's drinks.
I think it's the most random thing you can do. Like, I'm going to shake this soda up. The first time she did it, I was like, oh, okay. She thought it was water, maybe, but then she like went and got out the cans and was like spraying it on everyone. I was like, oh, okay. I like when they include the announcers and they beat the announcers up because, you know, I think that's cool. I dig it.
Yeah.
Because they're not meant to fight, but they will totally like bring them up in the ring. Like that Jerry Lawler guy. Isn't that his name?
That's him.
And they'll all pretend they're going to torture him, and then like John Cena has to come out and defend him and stuff. So, what do you think about John Cena?
I don't like John Cena.
I'm not a big fan of him either.
He's got like four moves, and like he's like real smug. I don't know. I think he's very boring.
Anyone else you like in the WWE?
Have I mentioned Adam Rose, who I like a great deal?
And it's a merry band of misfits.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the hamburger suit.
Yeah, and the bunny suit. I like. It's not even that I like Adam Rose so much. Like, I think he's fun and I like his music, but I just really hope that he like stays a wrestler that's sort of popular for a year. That way, or 6 months or something, that way when the next wrestling game comes out, they'll have his entrance that has him, like, coming down to the ring dancing with, like, his squad of, like, 20 ravers and, like, people in bunny suits with him. That way I can have that entrance for my character.
That's the only reason you like him, because you want that entrance.
I just want that entrance so badly.
It's ridiculous, and I really don't understand why he comes in with all those people dancing around him, but okay. I mean, I guess that's his gimmick, so...
Mm-hmm.
There's also that, I can't remember her name, but there's a diva that comes out and she dances really bad. She, like, pushes her arms out, like, in weird angles. Do you know who I mean? She's a blonde.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Emma.
That's terrible. That's really offensive. And, like, the kids in the audience are doing it, too. And I'm like, you're teaching them your terrible ways.
Yeah, I had no idea who that lady was when we went and saw wrestling. But, like, I was like, who is this lady? I never even seen her before in my life. But she was doing that dumb dance. And, like, all the kids in the audience were doing that dance, too. So... I guess they do.
Kids like her.
Yeah, I guess kids like her. She hangs out with that Santino, which I guess he's also for kids and stuff, but...
For kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mike Dick from the Kissing Contest, he pointed out that, like, there's only, like, a few wrestling gimmicks that you can have. Like, there's, like, five or six of them, and one of them is, like, dancing mentally retarded person, and that's what Santino and Emma do. Like, that's kind of their gimmick, so...
That's true. That's a very true. Yeah, I agree. What are the other ones? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he went into the other ones. He just pointed that one out.
Oh, well, he should tell us so that we can discuss them when we talk about wrestling.
That's true. I think he's going to be on Junk Food Dinner soon. I'll ask him for the other ones.
Report back, Parker. This is very important.
I will.
Need to know these things.
I'll follow up with the rest.
I need to know. But yeah, no, I'm glad you guys talked about it because I've been enjoying watching it, and I think I'm getting the network now that my unemployment actually kicked in and I'm not, like, so broke. But I've been watching the abridged version on Hulu. So, but I'll be prepared and note taken by the time we do the pay-per-view because I'm real excited about it.
Me too. I'm hoping that somebody who's, like, not John Cena wins a title. I think that would be a lot of fun. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
You think John Cena's going to win it?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. I would like it if Sheamus won it. And he's already qualified, right? So
yeah, he's in.
Yeah, I'd be good with that. Or Bray. I would like Bray to win.
He's pretty good. If anybody with a beard wins, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, so you have to like them because they have beards, right? But mm-hmm. You don't like the Duck Dynasty people, right? So
I don't like those guys.
But we do like the Wyatts, right?
Yeah, unless the Wyatts come out and they start talking bad about gay people, then I'm not going to like them either. That's the only way. Like, if you've got a big beard, I'll like you no matter what, unless you don't like gay people. Then it becomes.
then I just can't stand behind you. I don't know. I think those guys are in Tunk Dynasty are bumpkins and kind of give people with beards a bad name even before the gay comments.
That's probably
just personally,
true.
Personally, you know.
Yeah, I never watched that show and I had no idea what it was. But for like a long time, like anytime I would like leave my house, like people would be like, "Hey, nice beard, Duck Dynasty," and I would be really confused because I had no idea what that was because. I don't watch too much TV, but then I found out. And
I don't know if I ever told you this story, but when we were at the drive-in, I met a guy that had a pretty sweet beard. Not as long as yours or my husband's, but a pretty sweet beard. It was respectable. And he had a Duck Dynasty shirt on. And I was like, dude, shouldn't you hate those guys? Because they gave like a bad name to beards. And he's like, no, I love those guys. I'm like, you're at a horror weekend selling T-shirts to the fans. And you like Duck Dynasty. I don't like you anymore. But I bought some super sweet shirts off of him, including the one I'm wearing right now, which is The Bride of Frankenstein.
I see. That's a pretty mainstream movie. Probably one of the best known of all time, I would say.
Absolutely. It's totally mainstream. Mike Krem's Skull t-shirt's mainstream too, isn't it?
No, that's happily not mainstream.
Okay. I do also have the... I'm a big fan of Fright Rags. I'm not sure if you've ever been to their site, but that's like my favorite t-shirt company. Mm-hmm. And I have the one from National Lampoon's Christmas, where the house is in the background with the lights on. You remember how he comes out in the Jason mask with the chainsaw?
No, I haven't seen that movie in 31 years.
Oh my God, that movie's like my favorite movie. I watch it every Christmas, like multiple times. But he goes out to cut down a tree and comes out in a Jason hockey mask with a chainsaw. So I have that as a t-shirt. It's pretty sweet.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like it. Anyway, I would like Freight Rags to sponsor me because they're awesome. The guy from Freight Rags was in Blood Fart Lake, and you still haven't seen that one either, have you?
No, I have not, sadly.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I do need to check that out.
We reviewed it, but you won't hear that cast until Robo and I are dead. It's the cast we recorded for after we die.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, real turd in the punch bowl, bringing up death this whole episode.
Oh, well, don't forget I'm taking Frisbee to the death pool next year, since I'm the new Frisbee if he dies.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I told you that if Frisbee ever dies, that you'll be the new co-host on Pool Party Radio. You'll be the new Razor Man.
Yes, and so I'm taking him in the death pool next year.
That's only fair. He took it my is. Dog in the death pool, which is a very mean
move. Yeah, so, I mean, that's only fair. That was not nice at all. It's much nicer to pick a person than a dog.
That's true.
Very upsetting.
For the record, though, I hope that Frisman doesn't die. He's my good friend, and I love him.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't die either.
But if he does, you know, what are you going to do?
You know, you know,
I'll need a new co-host, that's for sure. I mean, I'll be sad, but...
Oh, can we play the song from Lion King if I'm ever the new co-host, and you can, like, hold me up to the crowd?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll hold you up to the crowd of listeners. It'll be Shelby Cobras, the Sweetman, he'll be there, you know, and I'll hold
Robo.
You up. Yeah, Robo, Crisiolo, and then they'll shower you with applause.
It'll be great. Now I'm picturing the situation in my head. It's pretty amusing. I like it.
The situation will be there. Yeah, he listens to the show.
Like, how do you even know who that is if you don't watch MTV, huh?
Oh, well, I watched the shit out of Jersey Shore.
Oh, you did like Jersey Shore?
Dude, I fucking love Jersey Shore. For the first few seasons, it kind of got, like...
crappy towards the end.
Yeah, the last season was kind of shitty, but...
Those people are amazing, aren't they?
Man, they're so good. That, was it Pauly? That guy's, like, so positive. He's, like, got such a good attitude about life. I just love watching him so much.
Pauly D.
Yeah.
And Snooki falling and showing her cooch to everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm. She has a new podcast right now, somehow.
She has a podcast?
Yeah, I think it just started the other day.
Everybody can have a podcast. That's the damn thing about podcasts.
Yeah, this new network, Podcast One, like, they're like, putting out, like, these, like, very bizarre, like, weird podcasts with, like, people who aren't just, like, out-of-work Comedy Central comedians. So it's, like, really very different in the podcast scene that it's not just, you know... some dickhead host from some shitty MTV show from 20 years putting together a podcast.
What does she podcast about?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet, but...
Sounds terrible.
I plan on it. I think it's going to be good. Podcast One is awesome, though. I don't know if you're familiar. They're paying me to say this. But
yeah, I figured they were.
That's they've got like 800 wrestling shows and the Bret Easton Ellis show and all the classic Loveline episodes, so it's become like my new favorite thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, no, I've never checked that out. I listen to a very limited supply of podcasts. And because I haven't been working, I'm not in the car. And so, like, that's where I listen to podcasts. Or if I'm getting a shower or whatever, I don't, like, normally just, like, put them on and sit around the house or whatever.
Yeah, my podcast listening has been way down since I have a job now. And most of my job is, like, reading things. And it's really hard to, like, listen to people talk and read at the same time. So it's...
I've always had that problem with work because I'm never doing mindless activities. I have to be thinking or whatever, and you can't think and listen to a podcast. You know, people say you can multitask, but technically your brain is not able to multitask. You just switch back and forth between tasks so quickly you think that you're multitasking. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's actually physically impossible to listen to a podcast, pay attention to it, and read. So, I understand your pain.
Yeah, that's probably true. I used to have, at my old job, my old newspaper... I did a lot less reading, so it was, like, kind of easier, but...
Can you explain to me what's going on with your job here? Because you didn't appear to write that article, but you wrote the headline? Is that what you're doing there, writing headlines?
Yeah, yeah. I copy edit, which means that I edit things that other people write, and if they write headlines that are way too long, I get to rewrite them and add funny puns to them. So that's basically what my job is.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's, like, really weird because I work in this town called Visalia, but the newspaper I work at is, like, 3 hours away, so it's, like, kind of weird, and it feels like I don't even, like, really work where I work.
Right, right, because it's not stuff that's going on around where you are.
Yeah, like, there's all these other people putting together a different newspaper, like, all around me, so they're, like, hustling and bustling and talking, we gotta get the scoop, see? You know, we gotta meet deadline. But none of those people have anything to do with what I'm doing, so it's like, I just feel like I'm just kinda...
Oh, so you don't, it's not like they're working on a paper, too. You're just, like, in their office, but you work for another paper.
Yeah, they're working on a totally different paper. And then
that's really weird.
Yeah, it's, like, really weird and confusing, because... There was only, like, at my old job, there was only like four of us who put together like an entire paper. So like everybody like had to be like a well-oiled Russian machine to get everything done. And this new place is like the complete opposite, but it's fun. Like they're nice people and stuff.
Do you talk to people?
Not really.
I was going to say, you don't seem like the kind of person that would talk to people.
Yeah, I know some of their names, and I think that's a little bit too much. I prefer to just go in. Like, if I could just go in with, like, a bag over my head, that way nobody would talk to me.
You've never put the picture up of your haircut, have you?
Oh, no, I don't think so, no. It's kind of
gross. You had to cut your hair, but not your beard, right?
Yeah, well, I trimmed my beard a little bit, but now it's back. But yeah.
They asked you to cut your hair?
No, they didn't ask. I just... Like, it was, like, down to, like, my belly button. So I was like, man, if I'm going in for this job interview, I gotta cut this. This is horrible.
So how long is it now?
Well, when I first cut it, it was, like, sort of, like, down to my ears. But now it's a bit longer. I think it's, like, down to, like, my chin or something.
Oh.
So it's not, it's not, like, crazy short. I don't look vastly different.
Oh, I thought maybe you got, like, a sweet, you know, like, haircut, like, you know, a pompadour or something.
I would like to get a pompadour. I would fit in. It would make me fit in the town I live in because I think it, like 75% of the population is like rockabilly greasers somehow.
Yeah, you would totally fit in. And that is, I mean, I hate to say it because, you know, my husband gets a haircut, but that is a haircut to have with the beard because it makes your beard look well polished. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It makes you look not just, you know, like hillbilly or crazy, you know, you look like a fine oiled machine.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of going for the crazy look. I'm going for the look that says I have long hair and a beard, and I don't care about life or anything, so just, like, don't really talk to me, and we'll be all
you
right.
You see the thing I posted on Facebook earlier, and it's like, if you have long hair and a beard, it tells you you have no style, like, and it tells you if you have a goatee or, like, stuck in the 90s, and, like, it tells you for each hairstyle, so you should go check that out. It's pretty sweet.
I think I will.
You should use it for the art for this episode.
Well, I don't want to steal anybody's art.
I don't want to but rip stealing their out. Music is totally fine.
Stealing their music is all good.
Was that crappy little timer in the background?
That was, yeah, I've got a new phone, so rather
That's
than...
terrible timer.
Yeah, we used to have like the...
It's like... Yeah, I had like some kind of jarring noise to alert me, you know? Yeah,
this was like really pleasant and like quiet. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. I could barely even hear it. It was like...
Yeah,
it sounded very girly, Parker. You should do something about that.
I'm going to throw this phone away.
Well, it's because you got rid of your iPhone, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I really regret it. I got this new Samsung thing, and it's like, the iPhone is like so sturdy. Like, I feel like I could like hammer nails into a wall with my iPhone, and this new thing is like all dainty and like thin and like big and...
Oh, yeah. So you got the big screen one. Like, I don't like those. I like the littler... I like my iPhone 5. I would like the newer iPhone, but I like my iPhone 5. So yeah. You regret switching?
Yeah, so far I do. I mean, I do have like the Android App Store, which is like kind of superior because like there's like all the like cool untested apps, like the Super Nintendo emulators and stuff. So like that's pretty cool. But other than that, I miss my iPhone. It like fits so perfectly in your hand.
Yeah, I went from an Android to the iPhone, and I'm glad that I made the decision. I always said that I couldn't live without a keyboard because, like, typing on screen is so difficult, but autocorrect is a wonderful thing. And I know a lot of times, you know, people get mad because it'll change fucking their ducking. Mm-hmm. But I just went into my, like, shortcuts and just put, like, if I ever type ducking, that I mean fucking, and now it just says fucking, and it's great. So you just got to make your phone love you, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't mind typing on screen.
Yeah, I like typing on screen. It feels like the future.
It is the future.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the future.
Well, that was Tech Chat, a new segment of the show. But the alarm did go off, so that's...
And I do have to go visit someone, and you have to schedule your surgery.
I have to go schedule my surgery, and I have to talk to pull back the curtain a little bit. I'm going to be talking to Shelby Covers here in a few minutes for next week's pool party.
Oh, look at that. That's fancy.
Yeah, it's a time travel extravaganza.
So is this one coming out on Monday?
Yeah, this will be out, and then the Shelby Cobras one.
Okay, well, so when you hear this, go back a day and check out the paranormal cast of Rotten Rantings, and follow me at Katie Rotts, and give me iTunes comments.
Not too many iTunes comments.
All the iTunes comments.
Yeah, well...
All of the iTunes.
You're right. You should leave Rotten Rantings iTunes comments with... fuck styles. Like, what kind of fuck styles you think the Katie Rod should be getting into with her husband.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, you can leave whatever comment you want to leave on there. You can even say, you know, that you like Parker. I don't even care. Just leave me a comment. Give me a 5-star rating. I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either mention me, mention how much you like Pool Party on the Rotten Rantings iTunes, or mention some fuck styles. Leave us reviews, the Pool Party Radio Show.
About how much you like Rotten Rantings.
No. About how much, about some fuck styles. Tell me how I should put it to my wife. She, as we've established on this show, she only has sex with me anytime we get a new iTunes review.
I worry that she might not like me because that came of the episode that I was on. Is she okay with this whole fuck style thing here?
She will never listen to a podcast I've done, so it doesn't really matter.
So it doesn't matter.
Does not matter one bit. So it's all good. But yeah, just, you know, let me know about the fuck style. I'll try it out. I'll do it. We all know that the last one we got about the turtle style, I did that. I did the turtle style. And I was turtly enough for the Turtle Club at the time. So we'll do more.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was totally awesome. So, but thanks for having me on, Parkour. And I'm excited to come back, talk about some wrestling with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited that you're airing on your 13th episode of Rotten Rantings tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. That's a lucky number.
It is a lucky number.
So yeah, well, yeah, you'll be back in 2 weeks. Frisbee will be back in 3 weeks.
Oh, he won't be on for the wrestling one?
Oh, wait. No, he'll be back. Frisbee.
I thought he was on too.
Frisbee will be there. I got my weeks messed up. Frisbee will be back then. In the meantime, though, you can go to poolpartyradio.com. All our old episodes are there. Our links to our buddies like Rotten Rantings and the aforementioned Kissing Contest and Pod Awful. You got to listen to Pod Awful. They're doing some really good, sad shows, really funny, really sad shows lately that are really great. Other people like that. Also, email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. We have some emails that we haven't gotten to, but we'll get to them next sometime. Week. Wink, wink, even though it's going to be in a couple of minutes. So be on the lookout for that. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/poolpartyradio, or just like me and Frisbee. Or not so much like us, but friend us. We're cool with that, too.
Friend me, too.
Be friends with Katie Rotz, too. You'll be able to watch us fight on Facebook.
It's great.
It's so mainstream, our fights.
Yes, it is.
So I think that's everything. So this is Parker for the absent Razor Man and Katie Rotz of Rotten Rantings saying thanks for having fun.
You're now tuned into the Pod Awful channel. Pod Awful.
Bi-Quarterly Women's Social Club.
Dazed and Convicted.
Pool Party Radio.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Projection Dude.
Awful Flicks. Pod Awful.
Net.
At last I have control of your TV set. Are you receiving me?